We want to welcome you all to Rosie on the House. We're here this morning in our striving mission to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Hope y'all had a great Thanksgiving celebration with your friends and family. And I'm preaching to the choir, so I know none of our listeners were part of any of the injuries tallied up at BlackFridayDeathCount.com.
That's a horrible website name. It's a horrible thought.
Only four injuries. One brawl closes Alabama Shopping Center in a town between Tuscaloosa and Atlanta. One male shot, one male stabbed at Willowbrook Mall. That's Houston. And then Missouri mall shooting leaves teen seriously injured.
I found out what to do on Black Friday. Shop early, like 2 weeks ago, and go to the post office and mail all your packages.
Don't tell everybody that.
The post office was empty. We got several packages mailed yesterday. No line. Walk right in. And when you can do that this time of year, that's a little rosy tip for you.
I forgot to do it again. I'm going to remember to do this one time, but there was a report, and I can't remember what publication, but it was talking about how it's all just a big smoke and mirror. They start lowering prices in August. I'm jacking prices in August so that when they lower it on Black Friday, it looks like this huge discount, but it's the same price it was back in August.
There's nothing I want in a box, Romy, that I would go through all that for.
Oh, my gosh. You go through this great celebration of Thanksgiving, celebrating the pilgrims and the Indians and a fall harvest, and then you go the next day and you
rip each other's hair out.
Oh my gosh. So ridiculous.
Well, we had a great Thanksgiving.
Yes, we did.
Wanted to give a shout out to Rennie and Teresa Romero. They do it upright. Boy, the whole family anticipates that night the whole year round. And by the way, happy birthday, Uncle Rennie, today.
I don't know about you, but if I would have tasted the beef first, I'd have just cleared my plate and gone back for more of however he seared that delicious piece of
prime rib.
Prime rib.
It was about the size of a golf cart.
I would have liked to have seen the steer that came from.
It was so big. Man. It was so big. He cooked it over an hour, and it was still rare.
Oh, and that horseradish sauce. He mixed regular horseradish with hot horseradish, and I even put it on the turkey, and it was so good.
Well, you can't beat Mama Kay's cornbread dressing.
Oh. Yeah. Yep, I feel it.
So, Katie has a few things to tell us. If you're like us and you overate, good morning, Katie Stumbo.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, how'd you do last night at Uncle Rennie's with your calorie count? Or did you
I did fine.
Oh, yeah? All right. Well, what about those of us who didn't?
Well, you're screwed.
How many calories were on some of those plates?
So, you know, looking around, and the Romero's Thanksgiving, you know, there's some richer foods and some denser foods, but then you've got the green beans, and you have salad, and, you know, there's a nice mix of things there. So as long as you choose, you know, you put the green things on your plate, and then you put a taste of everything else on there. You're going to fill it up. You're going to taste every single thing that's out there, and you're not going to blow through an additional couple hundred to 2,000 calories in a single day.
But, Katie, in the Cajun way, even the green stuff was cooked in either bacon or butter. My green beans had lots of bacon.
This is nothing more natural or organic than bacon or butter. What are we doing? What's the problem here?
You know, so one day's really not going to wreck you. You know, it's one day, your body will recover from that. It's when you extend that to 4 or 5 days, to leftovers, to, you know, with us, you know, we have Thanksgiving on Thursday, then we have Thanksgiving on Friday.
No, ball game
today.
We have
two Thanksgivings, you know, so I'm super careful on Thursday. And then allowed myself to have a little bit extra on Friday. But one day is not going to wreck you. It's all the extra and additional days. If you were just talking about Thanksgiving and Christmas Day, and you blew your calorie budget, it's 2 days out of the year. It's all the other stuff that comes up. It's all the parties. It's all the appetizers. It's all the extra beverages. It's all the, I think I saw a big old cheesecake last night. That was
homemade.
Yeah, I bet
homemade.
It was.
So
it
was the apple
delicious.
Pie.
Thanks, Aunt Nita. So, Katie, how if you ate over 2,000 calories, how long would it take you to burn that off?
Well, okay, so it's going to depend on the type of activities that you're doing. Now, if you're walking, that's about 10 hours of a brisk walk.
Grand Canyon.
Yeah, that's 10 one
hours
trip across the Grand Canyon.
Walking. So, you know, maybe this would be a more ideal weekend to do the Grand Canyon. I don't know. But if you're going to do a more intense workout, say like a spin class, it'd be about 6 hours at the spin class or 5 hours, depending on how much effort you put into it. So 2,000 calories, you're looking at anywhere from 5 hours of really intense exercise to 10 or more hours of moderately intense exercise.
Well, Jennifer and I and Carol had a beautiful hike up Pinnacle Peak yesterday. Nice. Jennifer, it obviously didn't make a dent. We need to go back and do about 4 loops of that.
I'm up for it.
Go do Tom's Thumb like 6 or 7 times.
6 or 7 times. Okay. Yeah.
And you'll be right back on track.
I'll be right back on track.
But again, you know, it's one day. That one day, you need to moderate the rest of this weekend. You know, watch out. Get a few extra vegetables, some extra water. Get yourself rehydrated and moving. But it's not the one singular day that's going to make you gain the 10 pounds in the holiday season. It's
Thanks.
All the things in between, starting from Halloween, all the Halloween candy. We're already a month past that, 5 weeks past that. So just moderating the rest of the time when you do have all those extra events and all those extra parties, you know, go in and kind of scope out the food and decide what one or two things is worth a little bit of the splurge on and stay away from everything else. Really enjoy what you pick, but don't pick everything.
Don't pick everything. Thanks, Katie. Those are great tips for this morning.
I have a bone to pick. Literally a bone.
There was lots of bones last
A turkey
night.
Leg bone.
Yeah.
Last week, Jay Harper and I were talking about turkey and that by itself, it's not a, you know, just a you know, you got to cook it in peanut oil, deep fry it. You've got to cover it in gravy. You got to put a ton of stuffing. Well, we get a text from our 10 o'clock guest coming in, Nathan Angel, and he's like, no, turkey's great. I'll tell you how I do it. We eat it a year long, all the time. You know, you don't need any of that stuff. The first thing he says, well, first I got to brine it for like 2 or 3 days. I'm like, you did not just hear yourself. You got to brine it for days to make it.
I've never done that.
No?
Mm-mm.
I've done it a few times. But
the way he does it sounds good.
Sounds
very good.
I don't have a pizza oven to try it the way he does.
But, yeah.
You know, we on our deep fried, generally speaking, in the past, for years, it was just covered it in Tony's and drop it in the deep fryer. But some I picked up from Boudreaux's, he uses French's yellow mustard. You know, we would put in oil so the seasoning sticks, but he uses French's mustard. And so I started trying that on my beer butt chickens and deep fried turkey in it.
I bet you it tenderizes it some.
You know, and it leaves the skin not quite as crunchy, which I do like the crunchy skin, but it makes it a lot easier to cut the skin as well. And that's it. French's mustard, Tony's, peanut oil, and a gas burner.
Well, what was on the spread last night? How many people you think were at that table?
Except the adult table was 27. The kid table was right at 8 or 10.
Yeah, it was a big crowd. And as you came in the kitchen and started on the northwest corner of the island, you had some salad, you had dinner rolls, you had butter.
Not dinner rolls. You had Nita's homemade Parker House rolls. They're gorgeous.
They were delicious. And then the salad. And then there were like 5 different styles of potatoes, some au gratin. And somebody had mash, but they were hiding them. I don't know. I never got the story
That's
on that.
True.
So
they were
Amanda
hiding.
Filled me in on that on the drive home. There was 2 people complaining we never have mashed potatoes at the Romero household. And it was Terry. It was, I'm trying to remember the other 2, but Retta had made it for them, but only enough for them and kind of hid it so that they could have their little mashed potatoes. So, well, maybe that's something we need to do next year instead of the au gratin.
We had potatoes au gratin, and then we had the turkey, and then we had that prime rib with the horseradish, and then the cranberries. And then what was
Mama Kay's cornbread
dressing, dirty rice. Oh, man.
Katie's salad was to die for. And then we had roasted vegetables and green beans. Yeah, there was no shortage of food. And then a whole dessert table.
And a whole dessert table. So we hope, and it's our prayer, that there was no one shot at the family event.
Right.
There were no police called. There are no black eyes, although there was one guy there that deserved it. Oh, we had a great time. The kids all performed extravagantly. I mean, running, playing tag. It was just awesome. So, you know, it's our hope and prayer that y'all had just as fulfilling a Thanksgiving weekend as we did. And let's keep our thanks in the forefront of our mind 364 days a year. Let's remember what to be grateful for.
Coming up the rest of the hour, we have Dr. Sky in. This is a 7 o'clock hour of Rosie on the House. It's our Arizona People, Places, and Things. And today, viewing what we can see overhead. If we look up, you can hear Dr. Sky early, early Saturday mornings, like at 3 o'clock on KTAR, if you're up that early. As early as I still get up for the 7 o'clock hour, I still haven't caught one of his in real time. We'll have him on talking about what you can see over the night skies.